discuss about some Yerech Hanukkah instead of about the parasha. Look at the Nachas Fichei Lekei on the parasha. So I want to talk about two inyan, and one the iser of Mishtamish La'era of the Yerech Hanukkah, and also about the chi of lighting candles, Hanukkah Lucht, the Beis HaKnesses. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav, Psilas Ushmanim, Shamu Chachamim, Melikim B'Shabbos, Melikim B'Chanukah, Beim Chol Beim B'Shabbos. So the certain oils and wicks they not only use on Shabbos, they not only use on Shabbos normally because of Shash, they don't burn well. But on Chanukah, you're allowed to, because since you can't use them anyways, there's no Shash. They're going to fix them on Shabbos. So, Kav Sehin Zogu Pla, V'os L'shtamej L'ayra. So now, the question of Shainim, what exactly is the problem? Why is it Os L'shtamej L'ayra the Ner Chanukah? So, Rashi and other Rishayim say that it should be a hacker. It should be nicker. They're lighting it for Ner Chanukah. The people, it shouldn't look like you're just lighting candles for yourself. And the heard of Hezber is if people think you're lighting yourself, there's no Besumi Nisa. The whole idea of Ner Chanukah is Besumi Nisa. And therefore, it's Osir to be Mishtamish. It should be nicker that it's there for Ner Chanukah and not for your own personal use. Now, that's the first Gemara. The Gemara is another Gemara, another Sugya, numbered away. And then the big shayla is, you know, how to shtim the two Sugyas. Gemara is Amrita Marav, also Laharatzeis Mois, Keneged, Nera Shel Chanukah. Gemara says, Amar Basi says, you know, check your coins, count your coins, check your coins if you shot them next to the light of the Ner Chanukah. So the question that all the Shayim grapple with is, we just have said that it's Oslo Shtamish La'ira, you know, have used the light for anything, so why are we isolating, checking your coins? What's going on over here? So, the Rosh says that the reason why it's Aser L'shtamish L'ayra is, like we said from Rashi, because it should be nicker, they're lighting it L'shem Chanukah. If you use it for other things, then people think you lit it for yourself. That's if you use it for Tashmish Keva. But Tashmish Arai, right? If it's just a temporary thing, you look at your watch next to the candles, just for a second. So then, something like that doesn't take away from the hacker. People aren't going to think that you lit 8 candles to check your watch, right? So if the Tashmish Arai, you don't usually light a candle for that. So then, the mail is not a stira to the hacker, to the Pesumei Nisa. The mail is Akderash. So theoretically, Laharatzeis Mois would be Mutter. Because it's Tashmish Arai. So why do we say, so that's why Rabbi Yehuda Marvasi has to come along and say that no, Hatzoris Mois is Osir. Why Taka is it Osir? The reason why it's Taka Osir is because it's a Tashmish Arai Shel Genai. Why is it a Genai? Because you have to mamish go very close to the candles to check the coins. You have to go mamish right next to the Nair, and that's a bizarre, to put the money right next to the candle, that the Rosh, that was a Tashmish Basel. Even though Mitzad, the first halacha of Isur Shtamshus Ba'ira, it's Mutter. But there's a new halacha of Bizui Mitzvah. That's the whole Sugya Chabezim and Aleph on Shabbos over there. That's the concept of the Bizui Mitzvah, that the whole world goes in the whole Sugya of Kisi Adam, covering you with your foot, you know, kicking the dirt over the blood. You know, you can't do mitzvahs in the Eifel of Bezayin. Over here, there's a problem with Bezayin mitzvah. So according to Rosh, there's two different sugyas, but they work together. They work in tandem. One sugya is, it's not Mishnamish La'ira, Atash Mishkeva, where That should be nicker. It should be nicker that you're doing a little Hashem there is Hanukkah. Well, if he's attached to Ari is mutter. The only time attached to Ari is awesome is attached to Ari if it's a bezoyin, if it's a gnai. And the example of that is that Tzoyis Mois, we're there, you have to go very close to the Neres. That's the Rosh. It comes out to be the Rosh. Let's say you have a Tashmish Arai, which is not Bezayin. We don't have to mamish go next to the candles. If it's just, fly by Tashmish, that would be Mutal of the Rosh. Now, the Balmar, he learns that Be'etzem is Machloikis. Hasugis and Machlokes Amarayim. What exactly is the gather of the Isser of being, of using the Neris, of being Mishtamish the Neris of Hanukkah? He says that the Mandamid that says also Shtamish La'ira holds all Tashmishim is also even Tashmish al Kedusha, because he holds that since the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah was Zecher to the Neris and the Shemen in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, they asked it all Hanah, even to learn, even through the Shabbos, and through the mitzvah. You know, do lar ner. Why? Because they gave it an iser of Hanah dumin the neiros of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, it so happens to be the Rosh would also be by the Chayra that Tashem Shalduj is also is aser, even though if it's Keva. Tashmish Shalush of Kev is also going to be awesome to feed the Rosh because it's not Nicker. But what's the gain in the Rabban is the other man, the Amar. The man, the Amar, it says, also the heart says, Mois, says the Balamar, he's disagreeing. Rabbi Yehuda Maravasi is disagreeing with the first man, the Amar. The first man, the Amar, says that there's Kedusha to the Neiris. They gave it a dinner of Neiris, Shalom, Beis, and Mikdash. And therefore, anything is also. The second man says, no, there's no Kedusha. Gemara says, Chiner Kedusha Yesh. There's no Kedusha to Neiris. The only Isser is Bezayin. The only Isser is a Tashmish Bozek, Tashmish Chol. Any Tashmish Chol is considered Bezayin. If it's not, but Tashmish Chol Kedusha, for example, that's why you now be Aslan Hartz is Mites. But Tashmish Chol Kedusha, you want to learn by the Neiris. You want to eat a Suda's Mitzvah by the Neiris, you want to eat a Latkes by the Neiris, if that's a Suda's Mitzvah, right? Different discussion with a Suda Chanukah Suda's Mitzvah. But the point is, then it's Mutter. Why? Because not a Biza Mitzvah. Biza Mitzvah is when you're using the Dover of the Mitzvah for Tashmish Chol. But if you're using it for Tashmish Mitzvah, then it's not Biza Mitzvah. So Mael says the Ramban, says the Baal Mar, Lefizah, we pass in like Yehuda Maravasi. Therefore, the maskana of the Balmar is in the maskana of the Gemara. He says, if he's there, Tashmish Kedusha La Locha, if he's the Balmar, is going to be mutter. Now, the Ramban takes issue with the Balmar because, as he says, the Balmar over here is being Bob Machteres against the Rif. He's ambushing the Rif over here, because the Rif paskins both Gemara. We're ripping down both Gemaras. We're not the Gemara of Asl Ashtamish or Aner. We're not the Gemara of Asl Haratz's Mois Negin Necharnaka. And Rabbi Omar says, since he's both Machteres, so Nitin Latziloi Benafshoi. Play of the Mishnah, it says both Machteres, meaning someone's caught in a tunnel entering someone's house, so Nidin Latzil Benafshoi, you're allowed to kill him. So Meila says Rabban, the Balmar is Bob Machteres against the Rif, therefore Nidin Latziloi. He doesn't have Benafshoi, but whatever, Nidin Latziloi, anyway.
Rosh would argue that with Balmar, so you can't learn because it's
the Torah. According to the Rosh, there's no difference between Tashmish Kedusha and Tashmish Chol. The only difference is whether it's Kavur or not. And a Tashmish Bezayin, even if it's not Kavur, is Aser. But Tashmish is not Bezayin, Ba'ara is Mutter, and Kavur is Aser. So. So the will depend. If you're sitting down and learning your Seder next to the Neiris, that would be a problem. If you have to look up halacha, something like that, quick halacha, that would be an example of Tashmish Arai. And Lefi, If you're the Rosh, that'll be mutter. And we'll see that the Mishmur wants to make of that Lamaisa, but we'll see about that. Now, Lifa says the Ramban. Then when Rasi says, Osla Haraz is Mois, so that was a Chiddish. So again, because the Fidir Rosh, what's Osla Haraz is Mois telling me? Even though it's Arai, but since it's a Bazaar, you're going next to the neighbors. The Fidir Balmar, what's the Isla Osla Haraz is Mois? That's come to tell me that the Issa has nothing to do with Kedusha. It's only Aser, not even Aser. It's only Aser, Hatzaris Amoid, which is Tash Mishchal. That's a Bizei Mitzvah. The Ramban says, in order to answer the Rif, that because you might have thought that since the Tashmish of the Mois is so Arai, yeah, that it's Tashmish Kal Moed. It's very, it's not nothing. You're just like looking, counting your coins. So it's Mamish Tashmish Kal. So Meili says like this. So the whole problem is, he says, he goes to Rashi and the Rosh, that the problem with the Isser Shtamish is Al-Zeroya. So Meili says, you might think that Tashmish Kal is Mutter. So Meila, that's the discussion, that's what Rashi says. No, even that's Aser. Even though there's no Kedusha, and there's no problem of Hecker, but still there's no Isser called the Bishas, the Mitzvah, they gave it a din of Kedusha. And that's the side of Bizei Mitzvah, is that Bishas the Mitzvah, Tashmishi Mitzvah, Bishas the Mitzvah, we have to treat it like it's Kadosh, and mainly even Tashmish Kal is going to be Aser. So even though there's no problem of Hecker, but still there's a problem of Bizei Mitzvah, even though it's Tashmish Kal. Okay? So the Rosh learns that it's only Hatzayis HaMois, because that you have to go right next to the candle. The Ramban says that the Chiddush of Hatzayis HaMois is that any Tashmish Kal, it's a Chumrah. That a Tashmish Kal, there's a problem of Bezayin, because Midrabban gave it a din of Kedusha. So in Bishas the Mitzvah, there's a problem of Kedusha. Okay.
Once you use the lights for anything else?
That's something else. That's a different question. Once it's past the burnt the half hour, let's say, so then it's already not a national mitzvah, l'chayra. Although it's not so pasha, because some say that already you're makasa the whole thing for the mitzvah, especially today where this man is not necessarily with some simmer for a half hour, like people around the streets. What? Pasha, you're allowed to blow it out. But to use it without blowing it out might be worse. That some say that even though technically it might be around to the shares a half hour, but could be Kol's man is burning, it does have a shame. Nereshal Mitzvah, especially today where the Gemara says, well, where does the half hour come from? Because the Gemara says, you fly until Tichlu Regel Menashuk. So in those days, there were no street lights, so a half hour after it got dark, there were no people in the streets anymore. It was dark, right? So, but today, people, right, so today could be the shear is much longer. The kids says, that's not so partial to Mishnamish. Tar'ar after even after this month.
So if you blow it out and relight it,
if you blow it out and relight it, that would be better.
Same oil?
I said it's better. It's not 100% because some say that you max all the oil for the mitzvah ready. So you're max the mitzvah, then it would be awesome to use the oil. So if you're planning on doing that, they should have more chatchila. The only oil that be max is the oil that burns, not the other oil. Okay. So comes out. Dalfi the Balmar Tashmish Kedusha is mutter. Bafi the Rosh and the Rif and the Rabban, they hold if this is Alz Hecker, and Tashmish Kedusha is also Aser. That's what comes out. L'chayra. The Beikar of Tushitis. Okay, we'll skip there. I just make it a little more complicated. The halacha, the two days are brun shulchan aruch. Chava says that he's talking about that Yelada used those neiras, those wicks, those bad wicks and bad oils on Chanukah. The fish also shtamish la'ira. I'll use the neiras of Chanukah. Bein b'chol Shabbos, bein b'chol. And Chava says the first year, I feel livek mois. Or the noise and la'ira, so you're not allowed to check the coins or count them. I feel tashvil kedusha. Kegayin luma la'ira is also awesome. That's the first day of mechaber, which is basically the rush. Yeah, that even tashvil kedusha is also because of the problem of hekker. Yesh mishamatim tashvil kedusha. Mechaber says that's the sheet of the Balmor. Funny, they don't quote, for some reason, all the places, most of the places that I saw, they don't quote Balmar, they all quote the Messiah, but then the Baal Iter they quote, and Shmuel Lech, I think it was on the Baal Iter, the Tashmish, the Kedush, the Mutter, the Charetz, that comes down, she's a Balmar, he learns the Machlaik, the Sugis, the second Sugi Hall is the only problem of Bizei Mitzvah, the Mela, only Tashmish Chol is Aser, not like the first day of the Hell, that it's al kedusha, and therefore even tashmish kedusha is also awesome. Now, the Magen Avraham brings down the Rosh that's the first day of the Shulchan Aruch. That even tashmish kedusha is also, but on the other hand, we have a kul in the Rosh. What's the kul in the Rosh? Although he's machmer b'tashmish kedusha, he's makel by arai. Tashmish Ara, even if it's not Shalduya, long as it's not a Bezayin. So he brings down the Mokan, he brings down the Rosh, he brings down the Mashal, that the Mashal agrees with the Rosh. Then he says, though, that Bach is Machmir. The Bach is Machmir, as is the Sefer, the Smak, and the Sefer Hachuma, they're Machmir. And that what? Even Tashmish Ara is Aser. Now the Magen Avraham brings down two rayas, and even Tashmish Ara is also la halacha, because la halacha, right? Mechab brings down the Rosh. When Tashmish Ara, if you're mechab is mutter, even not shal kedusha. Even if you're the first day that Tashmish shal kedusha is aser, but there's a cool of Tashmish Ara, even not shal kedusha is mutter. Right? As long as you're not going right next to the candle. If you're away from the candle and you just, you're able to look at your watch, not stooping it right next to the candle, that'll be mutter, you want to tell the time. And that's the Rosh, that's the Rosh Paskins. Says the Magen Avraham, no, all the Bach argues in the Rosh. And even Tashmish Kal is going to be Aser. Why? So he brings a Raya, which is interesting Raya. Because he sends it to Tafresh Ayin Ches. What does it say in Tafresh Ayin Ches? Their discuss is that if you have only enough money for Neir Shel Shabbos and Neir Shel Chanukah, and only have money for one of them, what do you buy? Do you buy candles for Shabbos or do you buy candles for Chanukah? So Ari is saying you buy candles for Shabbos.
Shabbos.
What? Shalom Bayis. Very good. Gemara says that we buy candles. Some we buy candles for Shabbos. But Shalom Bayis. Frecht. The Magen Avraham. If you tell him that Tashmish Ara is mutter, so what's the problem? Buy candles for Neres Chanukah, right? And you're not going to be using it to Tashmish Keva, and that'll be okay.
Tadir.
Huh?
Shabbos is Tadir.
Yeah,
say it, but that Gemara. So you're asking the Gemara. The Gemara says it, but still, Shalom Bayis is other though. Shalom Bayis is other. Now, so another raya he brings. He questions about Yuchari. You have to eat by the candles in the Ner Shabbos, right? I mean, Shabbos is the Ner Shabbos. Huh? So in other words, he's assuming that the eating is going to be Tash. All right, that person would say no. Eating is Tash Mishkeva. The Meila is not right from there because there, if you're going to use it for Ner Shabbos, you want to use it for Ner Shabbos. I mean, part of Ner Shabbos, Einik Shabbos, to eat by the candles, right? So, to eat by the candles, that's already Tash Mishkeva. To have a Suda Shabbos next to the candles, Tash Mishkeva. So, Melo, that's how the Chayin of Adarich Mokam Ram is right. Like, Mokam Ram says the Bach, and he says the Smak, and the Sefer Chuma, they all argue on the Rosh, and they hold that Tashmish, even Tashmish Arai, is also going to be Aser. That's a chiddush comes out from the Ramban. That's okay. We won't go into that. I'll go on like this. Says so. We have 2 days of Shulchan Aruch again. 2 days of Shulchan Aruch with Hashmish of kedusha is mutter laor ner Chanukah or not. Now the Berlacha has discussion. What about if you have a combination? You have a Tashmish Arai of Kedusha. So if you want to be Chayshish for the Mogen Avraham, the Tashmish Arai is Aser. But can you open a safe and look up a Kuk Halacha next to the candles? That's the question. That's the question. In other words, the Mogen Avraham is talking about a Tashmish Arai. It's not Shal Kedusha. So the question is, I can go both chumras, be machmir like the second day of the tashmish. I'm sorry, like the first day of the tashmish kedusha aser, and also be machmir by arai. Do we have to go both chumras or not? Says the Magen like this. Says, first of all, he says the Taz is mechadish that even the second sheet of the Rambam that says the tashmish kedusha is butter. Even that sheet is only Tashmish Dusha Derech Arai. But Tashmish Dusha Derech Keva, even the sheet that's Matir, is only Derech Arai. So, feed that, then the day that Asis Tashmish Dusha, obviously it's even Arai. Because if the one that's Matir is only Arai, and then there's still Machaik, it means the one that Asis holds even Arai, therefore it's not going to help you. However, says the Mogen, says the Beralacha, all Achrayim argue on Taz, and it's clear that Shita that are Matir, the second day in the second day of the Ramah, it says Tashmish Kedush is Mutter, it's even Keva. And Achrayim makes sense. Why? Because what's the sign that Tashmish Kedush is Mutter? What's the sign that Tashmish Kedush is Mutter? We had the Baal Amar. What did the Baal Amar say? Because it's because they hold the whole Isra's Bizei Mitzvah. What's the tzad attachment Kedusha is Mutter? Because he holds the whole problem is Bizei Mitzvah. It's not Alts Heker. It's not Alts Kedusha. It's Alts Bizei Mitzvah. Bizei Mitzvah. Tashmish Kedusha is not Bizei Mitzvah. So if he's there, it doesn't make sense to Mechal between Tashmish Ar and Tashmish Kal. Either way, if the whole Isra's Bizei Mitzvah, and you're telling me that Tashmish Kedusha is not Bizei Mitzvah, then it doesn't make a difference if it's Ar or Keva. Even if it's Keva, right? You know, 3 hour Shabbos Suda, but it's not Bizei Mitzvah because it's a mitzvah, right? You have a 4 hour Seder, right, next to the candles. It's Mutter because it's not a Bizei Mitzvah. Adarabba. Adarabba. So, therefore, it makes sense. I'm not, you know, I'm going to stick my head between the Taz and the Chayinim, get my head chopped off. But it makes sense, bust the Svar, but you go, still bust the timer, you go according to the Svar of the Rishayinim, the ones that are matter it, are matter because the whole problem is a mitzvah. So the Chayinim, to the Lanias 90, it makes sense, now like the Taz, like the other Chayinim as well. So Mel says the Beralach, well, if he's there, so once we established that, not like the Taz, and the one that's matter, Tashmish Kedusha, is even Keva, so then, now we declare, the one that argues, is the only arguing by Keva, was even arguing by Arai. So he wants to say, he wants to set up. First of all, Ari the Rosh says, every Tashmish Arai is a month, even not Shal Kedusha. Okay. Point number one. It's even though the Mogen Avraham says that even though Mashal agrees with the Rosh, the Mogen Avraham says the Bach disagrees with the Rosh. Fine, you want to machmir the Mogen Avraham and say that Tashmish Arai Shalchol is going to be Aser. Right? You want to Chayish is not like the Rosh? Beseder. However, to say, to go and say that even my Tashmish Kedusha Shal Arai is Aser, that you don't know. In other words, maybe even the Bach, we mask him, even those that ask Tashmish Arai, that's not Shal Kedusha, but a Tashmish Arai of Kedusha, maybe he's masking. And even though we're Chayshish that Tashmish of Kedusha is Aser, maybe it's not Bekeva, but not Arai. That's what Mishmura says. And maybe everyone will mask him, Tashmish Kedusha of Arai should be Mutter. And that's how he seemed to be knight in that direction, and that should be Mutter. He doesn't say Mamash Hamzah, but that's the feel you get from the Beralacha. They want to see Mutter. Because he wants to say everyone agrees that Tashmish Aroy of Kedusha's Mut. Chertzapella, Haray, the Bach brought down the Ran. We didn't say the Ran before. The Ran says that what's the side of the Isser? He says, like the Baal Mor learned in the first Shita, that's the Menorah. The Melech, the Shemesh, the Amishimam. So now, the Menorah, this is the Mishnamish of the Menorah, the Menorah is Kaddish, it's even Tashmish Kedusha, but even Tashmish Arayah of Kedusha. If we're telling me that we hold, we're Chayshish, yeah, for the Shita, that even Tashmish Kedusha is Aser, right? The Tzad to be Chayshish with Tashmish Kedusha is one of two things. Either because there's a problem with Heker, even by Kedusha, but then Arayah is Mutter, but then even not Kedusha, Arayah is Mutter. So, Maiz Duran says, yeah, that Tashmish al Kedusha is Aser. Why? Because it's Dumbed Menorah. So if, and the Mishmur himself brought down the Ran. When it says Shachnarki now Mishdamish, the Mishmur says two reasons why it's also the Mishdamish. Heker or Kedusha. So if he's Chayshish for the Svar of Kedusha, he brings down the Ran. The reason why it's also Mishdamish, Lamais is also Kedusha, not just also Heker. Lamais is also Kedusha. So then even Tashmish Arai, Shal Kedusha be also. And you have two points in your favor. Both it's Arai and it's Kedusha, it should be Mutter. Why? It should be Aser, I mean. Because if we're Chayshish for the Shita, because the Magen Avraham says the Bach argues in the Rosh. Why is the Bach arguing in the Rosh? That says Tashmish Arai is Mutter. One of the Svaras the Bach argues in the Rosh is because of the Ran. What does the Ran say? That it's not that they gave a din of Kedusha. The Ran says they gave a din of Kedusha. And that's why Tashmish Arai is Aser. For the same reason that Tashmish Arai is Aser, Tashmish Arai of Kedusha is also Aser. If we're going to argue on the Rosh because of the Ran, the Rosh says all Tashmish Arai is Mutter. The Ran says Tashmish Arai is Aser because it has been of Kedusha. In Cain, Tashmish Arai of Kedusha is also Aser. In the Beis HaMikdash, you weren't allowed to light a cigarette with the Ner of the Beis HaMikdash because it's Tashmish Arai, right? Or even Mishal Kedusha, you weren't allowed to learn next to it, right? So, because it's also Manah. It's Me'ilah, it's also Manah. It's also Manah, even Tashmish al Kedusha and Tashmish Arai together, you have both strikes in your favor, it's going to be Aser. So if L'chaira, the Mishmur has a tzad, everyone holds that it's Mutter. Tashmish Arai Shadusha, everyone holds it's Mutter. Mechtesi, there's a sheet of the Ran, and according to the Ran, that is Kedusha, so maybe even Tashmish Arai Shal Kedusha is going to be Aser. And the Sharetzin himself brings down the Ran. So Chayra, to me, doesn't make any sense. Why the Mishmur would want to be Mekel in Tashmish Arai of Kedusha if the Chayra, if the Ran, that's if it comes out, that should be Aser.
Darabon has also a din of.
What?
Darabon has.
Darabon, they gave it in like the base of Mikdash, right? And therefore, even Arai is Aser, Ran says. And even Tashmish Kedusha is Aser. Right? Because the Rabban gave them a mitzvah. So you need both together. Look, theoretically, it could possibly be that maybe they were Mekel both together. I had Rabbi Numan last night in the car. He wanted to say, maybe for the Ran, maybe they were Mekel when you have Tartil Mayusa. But Mechtes, you have Bing Miraya. You can't just say it on your own. The Pashtun is it should be Aser. The Pashtun is Ran says that they gave it in Kedusha. According to the Balamor, that was Machlaik, we passed not like that. But the Ran says, no, we passkin, there's no Machlaikis. We hold, there's no Stira, and we hold both Svaras, and we hold the Svaras, they gave a din of Kedusha. If they gave a din of Kedusha, then even Tashmish Kedusha shall Ara, it should also be also looking in the Ran. And Chayyush is for the Ran. Chayyush is for the Ran. So therefore, the Svara, it should be Aser. Okay, we'll skip now to the second chelik of the shir, which is Havaka and Beis HaKnesses. The rest is also more complicated, so it's going to lose the oil a little bit, so we'll make it more complicated than it is right now. Now, In Shulchan Aruch it says, this is the minig, Gans Klai Yisrael, Madlikin, Mubarchin, Beis HaKnesses, Mishum Pesumi Nisa. Dr. Rambam, the Einod Miyotze B'neira Shal Beis HaKnesses, even the guy, the shatz, or the shamish, whoever it is, that lights the candles in the shul, he is not yoytzes chiyuv. When he goes home, he has to light again with a bracha. We'll see later what about the shechianu. But he has to light again with a bracha. Now, let's analyze a little bit. What exactly the reason is why we lie in shul? It's not mentioned in the Gemara. Within the Gemara, there's no such thing. Within the Gemara, there's no such thing as lying in shul. It's a later minug. It's a minug that came up in the time of the Gainim. There's no Gemara about it. So the question is, where does it come from, and why do we do it? What's the reason? So there's a few svaras in the Rishayim. Beis Yosef brings him down. He brings down from the Kolbei. They're masaking it because of the Archim. They don't have a house. They're eating the shul. Just like also in the Gemara, and still in some shuls, maybe in England, they still do that. They make Kiddush Friday night in the shul. What?
It works.
What?
Kiddush works.
Works for what? For who? That's a big problem. So the reason why we have Kiddush and Shul is because the Aruchim used to eat the meal in the Shul and you were being mighty them. And they had Kiddush Magam Suda. That's why the whole discussion of the Paiskim, Bizman Hazeh, where you don't have Aruchim eating in the Shul. So the question is, because there's no Kiddush Magam Suda. Who's being Yaitz the Kiddush over here? You're going home and read the.
People
have
having some
cake. No, Friday night? Not Kiddush Friday night. I remember my Kiddush on Shabbos morning. Friday night. They make Kiddush. Old time shuls, they still do that. They make Kiddush in the Friday night. Yeah? So it's a big discussion. It's a big problem. Where's the Kiddush Mokim Besuda?
They give it to kids.
The kids have.
Okay.
Kids pound that.
Okay, whatever. Point is, I'm just. There's an issue about it. That's why in most places the minute stop. Because we don't have Aruchim and Shul, there's a Chashash Bachotol, there's not a Kikish Magim Suda. So now, the question is, so... What? You need Kikish Magim Suda, it's not Kikish Magim Suda, you know, it's a Kiddush. What do you mean, make Kiddush?
People like Kiddush just make Kiddush over and over again for the Shabbos day.
What?
You just like, pick up a Shabbos and make Kiddush on it, and like, 5 minutes later, do it again for all the people who came after.
The same person who can't do it again for other people, if he's to make a Bracha Chayini, how can you do it again for other makes it another shackle?
No, it makes another
Geffen, whatever it is, what? Again. You can't, you don't make Kiddush twice? I don't understand. And there's Kiddush Magam Suda, I don't understand your point. There's Kiddush Magam Suda. Adrav, the Suda of a Kiddush is such a Suda that probably have to wash a bench also. That's a different story. That's not the topic of our discussion now, but you brought it up. Kitzer. So the first reason that we have over here, by say, is the Kolbei. Kolbei says, the way the Beis Yosef quotes the Kolbei, "Mifnei Aruchim she'elam bayis lahadlik bay." Therefore, we light for them. K'moy shetiknu kiddush beis haKnesses mishum Aruchim da'achlu v'shasu be'kinishta the Gemara Na'ar B'sach. Now, if you look at the Kolbei is even a bigger kiddush. The Kolbei Na'ar B'schayim, which are always saying, k'mat. That they say there's even more than that. Benol kol mekayimoyz lahadlik ner Chanukah beis haKnesses lahaitzi who ibing maitzi mi she'enoi baki, someone who's not baki to light, v'she'enoi zariz bezois. He's not a zariz. He's not doing it. The kitzur. He's being lazy. He's not lighting. Not the archim. He doesn't say because the people don't have houses. They're vagabonds and they're sleeping in the shul. That's not what he's talking about. We're talking about people that aren't lighting. Mabla Orion. Right? And the Arkham says as well. That means it's saying a huge kiddush over here that somebody who lives, he has a house and everything, he's a yaitzah without luck in the shul. Pillow play. So the aleph beis you see from here is that Neres Chanukah is not a chayvus habayis. Because if Neres Chanukah is a chayvus habayis, like some want to say, then how can you be yaitzah in shul? It's not your house. You have you can't be yaitzah with the mezuzah that they put up in the shul. No one says that if they put up a mezuzah in the shul, it might be the people that are too cheap to buy a mezuzah in their 17-room mansion. You know, 17 mezuzahs, you want to buy a nice mezuzah, $100 mezuzah. It's a lot of money, you know. So you put up a mezuzah, you know, in the shul. No, it bites all the people that are too lazy and too cheap to buy mezuzahs. You don't find that. Why? Because mezuzahs are chayvus habayis, right? Chayvus hador, whatever. So therefore, if we see that you could be Yaitza, obviously the Aleph Beis is that's Chayvus Gavra. And Memesin in the Archas Chaim Taka, it's Mavur Kamakam Makaimis in the Archas Chaim. He says Beferish that's Chayvus Gavra, not Chayvus Bayis. One place is, this is really the main point of contention, is how to learn the Gemara B'Achas Hanoi. Because the Gemara says, Achas Hanoi is Chay Ben Erech Hanukkah. Right? What's an achsanoi? What?
Visitor.
No.
Guest.
No, a guest. Achsanoi is a guest. A guest is chayiv in Chanukah. Right? And that's halacha. He has to be mishtatev bepruta. He has to buy a little bit of oil, a penny's worth of oil. And that's how he's mishtatev the Baal Bayis. So the question is, what? So the question is, what's the chiddush? That Achsanoi is Chayiv in Chanukah. Why would I think that Achsanoi is part of Chanukah? Just this guess, why is he part of Chanukah? So the Rishonim say, the Ochs Chaim says, and this also the Ran says, but then, so he says, Hava Mina, Chayiv is Tara, which is a shar, a door, Kemoi Mezuzah. Since it says, Misal Nichoi al Pesach Pesach, what does the Gemara say? Where do you like Chanukah? Pesach beis in Melchutz, you light outside, that's the Gemara says. So Mela, I would have thought, Mishayeshloi Pesach Chayev, Mishayeshloi Pesach Yifter, so Achsanoi, he's not in his house, he's not home, he's on the road, right? So he's not home, how can you light by his door? So Mela, I would think he's Potter, Kamashma, no, be Chayev. And he speaks out, so this the Ran says also. But this, you can say, oh, so what's the Kamash Malon? Is the Kamash Malon that it's not a Chayvus Bayis? It's a Chayvus Gavro. You have a Chayv to light. So maybe even Achsanoi has a Chayv to light. Or maybe Kamash Malon is something else, but which just doesn't make sense. But the Orchis Chayim speaks out of Eirish. The Leidami le Mezuzah. The Kamash Malon is that it's not Daimit the Mezuzah. The Mezuzah, Ephel Yesh Lakam Psochim Kulun Chayodim. He's just trying to prove it to you, he's saying that it's not Daimit the Mezuzah. The Mezuzah. You have to line every single. You have to put a mezuzah every single door. You don't find put a ner chanukah at every single door. Now, in Dar Baliyah, he says put the mezuzah chayv ner chanukah. So you see, he's saying it's chayvus gavra. Now, so meila, that's why the Ochs Chaim l'shtasai. He says it's shayach b'yaitzah with the luck in the shul. Now. Obviously, this is a quantum leap. As even if you say it's a chayvus gavra, to say the yaitz in shul, where it's not, you know, it's not, you're not even lighting it in shul. Someone's lighting it, the yaitz, the mitzvah to everyone, and it's not even, you know, that's a huge chiddush to say. You know, even if you say it's chayvus gavra, it doesn't necessarily follow that lighting in shul could be mitzvah to everyone who's just lazy and not lighting. But if you hold it, it's chayvus bayis, then it's a non-starter. Avada Maskim, it's still a huge chiddush to say the yaitz in shul, but that's what Ochs Chaim says. And another place Ochs Chaim says it, when he talks about the halacha of chotzer sheyesh l'shnei psachim, you have two doors. There's a problem of chashad. People go this door will think, oh, this guy's not lighting. You know, you're like, no, we need to light in both places. Says Ochs Chaim, he says, no, you only have to make one bracha when you light in both places. Why? Just give him the kaimel and the chayvus gavra. Since the chayv is gavra, so you know it's not as if it was the chayv. So it's one mitzvah, yes, sir. He says it's only the only shabbat. Come on, he writes the fair, it's the chayv is gavra. So this is this, and he said that's in the whole din of Achsanoi, right? Where the Ran says the Havmin was that's Chayiv is Bayis. So Chayiv Kamashmon, no, it's not a Chayiv is Bayis. It's Chayiv is Gav. That's why Achsanoi is Chayiv, right? Not that Achsanoi is you know, you mishtata with the house, and that's how you become part of the house, etc., etc. But it's Taka Chayiv is Bayis, that becomes your house, etc. The Ran doesn't say that. The Achsanoi for sure doesn't say that. And the Ran is also not, it's clear that the Pshat is the Havmin was Chayiv is Bayis Kamashmon. That's not a Chayiv is Bayis. Then you have a Chayiv to light. And they gave you a special halacha. They said, you don't light yourself. You can mishnat with the Baal Bayis. Right? Since you're on the run, you're on the road. So they gave you a hetter. But yeah, so you're still on a geya. The geya being yates with your parents in a different country, etc. That if it's chayvus gavra, then it's pasha. That it's more. It's pasha that you can't be yates in a different time zone. That maybe we'll talk about that more because different time. Yeah.
I mean, if you're trying to get some shul, do you have to be mishtachet with them?
No, it doesn't say that. Because the shul, it could be if the shul's doing it, it's the shul's money, so maybe it's good everyone has a chelik. You're right, it's a good question. It's a good question. To me, that's a good question. We find that Achsanoi has to be mishtachet and pruta. So, that's part of what I was saying, that it's a huge chiddush in the shul, you're not being mishtachet. But let's just say that since it's public money that's being used, it's a shul money, and if you're a member of the shul, so you have a shaykhus to it.
Yeah.
I don't know, but even the svar of even the Beis Yosef that it's for the guests, right? So the guests, how don't say that to be kinded, have to make a kinyan for everyone. You might say them. I don't know. That's not a partial point. Al kapanim. So that's the first svara the Beis Yosef brings down. But again, it's interesting. The Beis Yosef only quoted it for the Aruch for some reason. He didn't quote the Kolbay. And the Aruch HaChaim, the way they say it. Very interesting. But anyway, that's the first svara. Okay? That's the first svara of Beis Yosef. The second svara he says is, it's also an interesting svara. He says, Kedei lefarsem hanes b'fnei kol ha'am. Ulesader ha'brochois lefneihem. So it's a psumenisa b'rabim. And to be mesader the brochois lefneihem, to say the brochois in front of them, she'esh b'zeh pirsum gadol. Hashem is Baruch, but Kiddush Shmoy, it's Kiddush Hashem. Shemavarchim Oysad b'makhei lois. You be Mavarch Hashem, the Rabbim. Yeah. So now here was interesting. Beis Yosef takes liberties with the Kolbe for some reason over here. Because you look at the Kolbe inside, he doesn't give this whole speech over here. He just says, "Gam hu hidra mitzvah upirsum anes v'zeichel mikdash." Beis Yosef makes a whole Musar Shmuz out of it. He says, "Stam, it's hidden mitzvah, pirsum hanes." However, this Tosefes of the Beis Yosef is actually very, very important. Very important Tosefes. Because with this Tosefes, we can answer a very strong question which the Achronim deal with. Namely, the Chacham Tzvi asks this question. Because it's a question like this. This whole concept of lighting in shul, that's it's a minhag. Right? It says not medina the gemara. It's a minhag. It's a minhag that became klai so to light in the shul. So the question is, do we make a brach on a minhag? So the rivash that which is the mocker of this Rambah, the rivash gada learns a third reason for this minhag. And that really explains why the minhag was not in the time of the Gemara, and the minhag was established later. Because according to the first two reasons given, this minhag should have been even time of the Gemara. It's not explaining why the minhag developed in the time of the Gainim. But the reverse is different, Svara. Says the Rivar, since we're lighting b'fanim, we light inside, so therefore we don't have that element of Pursumei Nisa for the Rabbim. We don't have the mass Pursumei Nisa. Because we're lighting inside for our families. It's a Mitzumtzum the Pursumei Nisa over here. So, says the Rivash, because of that, they instituted Hadlaka in the Beis HaKnesses, because there you have Pesumah Nisa, L'Rabim, to get that in the Pesumah Nisa, which was the kind of the Big Malik Bachutz, which we're missing, Bizman Hazem. So now, that's the third reason given. Okay, and that's the fourth reason, if you're listening very carefully, in the Kolba, which Beis doesn't touch upon, and that he threw in Zeich LeMikdash. Threw in Zeich LeMikdash, Kolba. Hidr Mitzvah, Pirsa Manes, V'Zeich LeMikdash. I didn't see anyone got that shtells on that. That the fourth reason, and that is Zeich LeMikdash, which is, I guess, a shul of sorts. So that Beis Mikdash is Machla Vaida, so to correspond to that, we light in the shul. Okay. Now, question is though, it's only a minute. You make a bracha on the minute. Says the Rivash, sure, no problem. No problem. We make a bracha on the minute. For example, Hallel or Rish Chaydish. Hal Rish Chayyim is only minug. Yeah, we make a bracha. So Meila, who adin, says Rivash, we make a bracha on Hadlakas Neiris, the Beis HaKnesses. Now, the question is, but that's, and Mishmur brings us down. Right? That's fine dandy for all of us Ashkenazim. But for the Sephardim and for the Beis Yosef, for that matter, Maran Bet Yosef, Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch, he paskins that you don't make a bracha on Hallel of Rish Chaydish, since it's only a minhag. It's a big discussion. It's pages in Sukkim and Talib and Beis, Machlokes, Rebbein Tam, and other Rishayim. And for example, the Rambam says you don't make a bracha on Hallel, you don't make a bracha because you don't make a bracha on a minute. That's the whole discussion of the Taisvus. The Taisvus, because the Gemara says, where's it come from? The Gemara says Arava. We take the Arava, the shyness, on the Shana Rabba, which the Makar is, the Gemara is Mesupik over there, it's Minig Leviim, or the Karnas Leviim, and the Gemara says, Nafkamina, Lagabe Bracha. If it's Minig Leviim, you don't make a Bracha. If it's the Karnas Leviim, you do make a Bracha on the Rabba. So there, Tais has a whole discussion. It's Mashmah that you don't make a Bracha on the Minig. You don't make a Bracha on the Minig. So the question is, so what about Hallel? Hallel Rish Chaydish is also only minhag. That's the mark of the Rishonim hold. You don't make a bracha on Hallel because it's only minhag. Taisa says no. That Hallel is different. That Rava is a tilta ba'alma, right? A Rava, what is it? You just tilta ba'alma. It's a male over there. Such a tilta ba'alma. It's a minhag. It's a you don't make a bracha. It's not chashuv. Shenkein, Kriyas HaHalal, Kriyas HaTayah, we make a bracha. Right? Kriyas HaHalal is more significant. Kriyas HaHalal, we make a bracha even though it's only a minute. Okay? And this has a whole discussion. Rabbi Yontif Sheni. Yontif Sheni is also only a minute. Right? Why do we keep 2 days Yontif in Chutz Laretz? Because the Gemara says, even though today we know there's no suffix. We know we can't mikvir the aracha. There's no suffix. Teretz is. Where is the minute I was saying to be dainu? It's a minute. This will keep 2 days. You know, there's only the minute. So, why does he make brachas though? Make achilas matzah. Leishiv is still less of a problem. But anyway, what? Shachianu also. But Shachianu might be less of a problem because there's no tzivanu. But all these things. So, b'kitzer. That's the whole discussion ties over there. So Meir, the question is, so if for Ashkenazim, fine, we make a minhag. Arav is different. Arav is tilta ba'alma. Arav is exception. That's we make a bracha minhag. We make a bracha minhag. The minhag that the brachas neiros in the shul can make a bracha as well. Can make a bracha as well. Question is for the Beis Yosef. He says the paskin, you don't make a bracha on Hallel. He paskins, you make a bracha on Lion and Shul. The Chariot is still in the Beis Yosef and Ehud Bey. Well, you of course make brachas. Everybody make brachas. So you want to know what, how are they going to answer that kasha? So, okay, Viv has got a very nice biskarov. Biskarov says, a beautiful Biskarov actually, because he has a kasha. Ramz, you don't make a bracha on a minog, right? Problem is, because pasha is the Rishayim, the problem is, there's no b'tzivon, it's only a minog. You can't say b'tzivon. But he says, but the Rambam says, the Rambam has described in the Hilchos Mamrim, the Isser Lo Sasser. Rambam says, the Isser Lo, they have to listen to the Chumim. The Isser Lo Sasser is nogeh to takonis, the Chum make, it's nogeh to minhagim, right? It's nogeh to drashas, the darshan. All that's nichlal Lo Sasser. So therefore, right, when you make a bracha on a mitzvah, everyone's making a bracha on a mitzvah rabbanon, right? I just know it's Sivanu. Says the Rambam. When you make a bracha, Shekh Yishonim says it's Sivanu. What do you mean with Sivanu? Shekh Yishonim, Baruch to Hashem, Kenny Melchom, Shekh Yishonim says it's Sivanu. Where's the Sivanu? Lad Lech Hanukkah. Says the Rambam. When I mean Sivanu, when it says in the Torah, like Sos, Mekosh, Shekhil, Chol, you mean it's small, right? It's, you have Chiv to listen to the Chamim. Does that say in Elisa say to listen to the Chamin? That's what I mean when I say Bitzivanu. Bitzivanu to listen to the Chamin, and then the Chamin told us, Ladin al Shachanako. All that's Nichnas into the Bracha. Right? So Meila, so the Chayyur Ram says that even Minik is Loisasas. Why is Minik different? So after Biskarov, that the Soyed of Birchas HaMitzvah is, it has to have a Chepsim of Mitzvah. In other words, when this Rambam says you don't make a bracha on the minna, you know, and even by halal, because chatzi, when Rosh Chodesh is only chatzi halal, it's not the same mitzvah. It's only chatzi halal, right? And Rava, Tiltal Rava is not a mitzvah b'chal midaraisa. So it means it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. So even though you have a chiv to do it, that's minna, and you will say it's sivanu, but it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. If it's not a ma'aseh mitzvah, therefore, there's no bracha. So he says, "Mashenki yom tovsheni." So yom tovsheni, it's the same lulav you taking the first day, taking the second day. It's the same matzah eating the first day, eating the second day. So meila, the meila over there, it's considered ma'aseh mitzvah, and therefore you can make a bracha. So even if you're the Rambam, you make a bracha on yom tovsheni.
It's not a mitzvah.
But the ma'aseh is the same ma'aseh mitzvah as you're doing by regular mitzvah. So now the minig is mechayiv you to do it.
Less.
So the minig is mechayiv you to do a mitzvah. That's the difference. In other words, what is the minig to do this or is the minig to do a mitzvah? So by yom tovsheni, the minig is to do the mitzvah of lulav, to do the mitzvah of matzah. The minig is to do the mitzvah. So meilad. Make a bracha, it's considered a mitzvah. But here, by a rava, there's no mitzvah a rava. There is only the minhag. The minhag says, take a rava. The minhag says, read halal. Halal is not a mitzvah. If you read whole halal, even though it's only a minhag, okay, so the minhag is, do the mitzvah of halal, kriyas halal, that you have in yontif. But it's not the mitzvah, it's not the same halal. That's what Biskarov says in that Rambam. So, dafka lefidu Biskarov. It will be free Biskarov. We can answer the kasha. The student base here is by Hanukkah as well. Why? Because is Hanukkah daima to Achilas Matzah, yeah, or is it daima to Natilas Arava and Halal? Yeah. It's daima to Matzah. Because the chayyim there, this candle, it's a regular lachas neiris. Elamai, you're doing it in shul. So then we say the minig is to do the mitzvah lachas neiris in shul. So therefore, if you're beskarav, that's one mahalach to answer the steer the beis yaris. If you're the beis yaris, the paskin like the Rambam, you don't make a bracha in halal. Still, the beis yaris says you paskin, you make a bracha in shul. That's one teretz to answer this kasha, based on this biskarov. The other teretz, second teretz, we could say that based on we said this tesefis of Beis Yosef. So actually, this teretz, the etzim teretz, I heard from Moshe Weiss. I wasn't recording whatever on my trip to America, and over there he says this teretz, but for some reason he doesn't quote the Beis Yosef as Kamat saying in Farish. What Beis Yosef say? Remember, the Kolbei said, let's go back to the Kolbei. And why do we lie in Beis Knesset? Lefarsim Anes, hid the mitzvah, pirsim Anes. Beis Yosef added that, Kedei Lefarsim Anes, Bifnei Kolam, Berabim, Ulasader HaBrochois Lefneiem, to say the brachas in front of them. Sheyesh b'zeh pirsim gol Hashem Yisbarach v'kiddush Shemai shemavarach nois makelas v'kiddush Hashem. Why is kiddush Hashem? You mean mavarach Hashem and barabim. That's the person. That's the kiddush Hashem. Yeah. So it's mashma basically. I said that what? That the bracha is part of the pirsim. The saying the bracha is part of the Pesumei Nisa. When we say that you don't make a bracha on a minug, that's when there's a minute to do something, and then there's a bracha on what you're doing. So what do we say? You do the thing, you don't make a bracha on the minug. There's no birchas hamitzvah on a minug. That's by a halal. We don't make a shekhar shem says on a likrais halal or shchaydish. Why? Because it's only a minug. But over here is Dr. Beis Yosef, the saying of the brachas, that's part of the minhag. The minhag is the mefarsim shmoy barabim, the mekadesh shmoy barabim. How are we doing that? There's a two-prong attack over here. One, we're lighting candles, barabim, pesumei nisa, and also we're making a bracha. The bracha, lahadlik, shasanisna saying, the bracha is a chelik of the minhag. The bracha itself is part of the pesumei nisa. The bracha is part of pesumei nisa. So meila, it's not the pshat we're making a bracha on the minhag. The minhag is the lighting, and we make a bracha on the minhag. No, we don't make brachas on minhag. Here, the bracha is part of the minhag. The minhag is to be mefarsim shmei barabim, and that we're doing ayin adlaka and ayin the bracha. The bracha is part of the pirsum. So meila is not a stein of Beis Yosef. That's not much doing Beis Yosef. And this Rav Shmuel Weiss did make a dig. Then Shulchan Aruch. Why is the bracha shein tzricha? It's tzricha. Why is it tzricha? It's not en tzricha. En tzricha means no point. Here is the point. Here's the pesumei. It's pesumei nisa. It's not en tzricha. What?
It's a minhag of pesumei nisa.
The bracha itself is being mefarsim. Why is it ein tzricha? Ein tzricha means we get up there, just random, bracha d'Hashem, kenem elam, pray, pray. That's a bracha ein tzricha. That's bracha matal. Bracha ein tzricha is when you're about to sit down to a meal, yeah, and you see a nice piece of chicken in the kitchen, you go to wash, and you see that nice, yummy, delicious piece of chicken over there, so you can't overcome your taivis, you grab a piece, made a bracha. You didn't make a bracha. Yes, he made a bracha. Right? So that's a bracha in Shein Tzricha. Why is that in Tzricha? Because in 30 seconds now you go wash and make a mitzvah. You don't have to make a bracha shakal nebidvar in the chicken. Right? So therefore it's in Tzricha. But you're a chag, if you do that and you have a gazai, you have to make a bracha chayin also. That's besides the point. But so therefore that's called Ein Tzricha. Why? Because I could have gone away without it. I could have gone away without it. Over here, it's not Ein Tzricha. It's Tzricha, Tzricha. There was a minute to do this. A minute there was Huskan from the Gainim that is Mepharasim Shmoy, Mekadish Shmoy, like Beis Yosef said, Ayidei, being Mevarachai, is a Barabim. So that's Tzricha, Tzricha. Now, the lashon of the Mechaber was, we started off with, Madlikin Mevarachin, the Beis HaKnes is Mishum Pesumei Nisa. So this is Rosh Hashanah was Medayik in the Beis Yosef, but once he finished Shulchan Aruch, once you see the Beis Yosef, then it's mamish makes the dig even stronger. What the Beis Yosef is talking saying is Madlikin Umevarchin Mishum Besamenisa. They don't say Madlikin Mishum Besamenisa. The Lashon of Mechaber is Medayik Madlikin Umevarchin Mishum Besamenisa. It means that the brachas itself is part of the pesumei nisa. That's the mechaber in Siman Tafei Shayin Aleph Siv Zayin. So that's the chayra, the second teretz, the answer to the kasha. We don't make a bracha on the minhag. Teretz is here. The bracha itself is part of the minhag. Now,
wait a minute for a second. Don't we say chatzi hal by Pesach? Like chol my Pesach and some shmisha Pesach?
No.
So why, that's, when we make a bracha there, why do we say Rosh Chodesh? It's just the same brachas on the mitzvah hal that we do on Pesach.
Do we see that in chatzi hal sometimes the mitzvah? Oh, yeah, I know. Now, the Gain, the third teretz chayr over here from the Gain. Because the Gain Kainz is like this. So remember, we mentioned that the Rivash says you make a bracha and a lakha in shul. Why? Just like Hatzihal and Meshchaydish in its only minute. That's the Gain. That's what the Rivash says. The Gain, when he brings this down, he says, he brings a raya, he says, raya mahala belele psochim. Sheniskan al kais. Hare Lela Seder, all good Jews say hal as part of the Agada. However, this is not all good Jews do. Boim beis hakneses mishum besume nisa. Hal and shul. Lela Seder. So, in America, in the Chutz Laretz, it's more a minute by the Hasidim, although I think it's somehow becoming more and more popular among the Litvaks as well. But it used to be that the Hasidim stayed behind in shul and they said hal with a bracha. The more Hasidish Litvaks would stay behind. So I'm making a bracha. I remember my father used to always ask them the chazan teimaitzim with a bracha. Hakapanim is chayish shal a bracha. So there is a they used to say. Now, in Yisrael Gado, the minhag grow is to say halal in the shul with a bracha. Everyone says with bracha, it's not a pikuk b'chal. Says the Gain, just like we may say bracha and halal in the shul, mishum persumei nisa. And it brings down the marker for this Rishalmi. For the Rishalmi, a very complicated Rishalmi. That this in the sugya of bracha smuchel chaverta, then we have two brachas back to back. The second bracha doesn't start with a bracha, so it's very complicated discussion. When yeah, when not? That's certainly not for now. What? That's another. That's one of the questions. Tfilz derech. But so all the shayim ties the brachas yidal berichas. All the shayim talk about the brachas yishalmi. Yishalmi goes through a bunch of brachas, and it says hare kiddush. Yishalmi says, "Well, I'm sorry, asher galanu." You might want to say that asher galanu, the bracha of what you call it, asher galanu is samach, or kiddush is samach to the halal and shul. And Yishalmi has the kasha that. The bracha that you make in the house, actually the Shalom says kiddush. The kiddush should be simach to the halal and shul. Okay, so we're not going to share on brachas mechavta over here, but the kids of the Gain says, we see from this Rishalmi that they said halal and shul. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He didn't part of Shalom. Shalmi says asher galanu. The bracha will asher galanu. Why is it in samach? Shalmi says because he yearns with howl and shul. So you see the man howl and howl and shul with a bra. That's before in the Shalmi said howl and shul with a bra. So Gain says that's the makar that we light the Chanukah lucht in shul. The makar is not howl of Rosh Chodesh gar. It's the howl of Leila Seder in shul. And the Gain adds that why we say howl and shul Leila Seder. Al Pesumenisa. So Chayra, what the Gain is telling us over here is that Chayra, that even though we don't make a bracha on a minhag with the mechaber, but over here it's different because here there was a special takana. The minhag is Al Pesumenisa. The minhag is Pesumenisa, and the Gain says, "I'll show you that because of Pesumenisa, yeah, even a minhag." They made a bracha. Where do I have that? I found the Yerushalmi. It says that they used to say hal and shul el seder. Even though it's only a minug. Teretz is the Suminisa. Suminisa Barabim. You're saying the hal in the seder. Why not? Why say it again in shul? Teretz is Suminisa Barabim. They even though it's only a minug. So there's no Gemara. It's not a Gemara. You have to say it's Hal and Shul. It's a Minug. Teretz is that the Minug is Mishum Suminisa is more Choshev, and then Masak and a Bracha. Hashem came. How whatever. How Chatzi Hal. It's not as Choshev. But here's Mishum. It has the Chashivas of Pesumenisa. It sounds like in the Gain. That's the key. And we see Taka that Pesumenisa. There's a lot of halachas that Mishum Pesumenisa. You don't have all the mitzvahs, for example. the dinner to yimchui to sell the shirt, sell the shirt off your back in order to for what? For two things, three things maybe, for Ner Chanukah, Dal Kaisis, and Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos is a problem because so the Craig others say. Mishu himself says over here, Mechanica, because Mishu Menisa, even though normally not Mechuyot to sell your shirt to Mechayim Mitzvah, he doesn't have tefillin, he's not Mechuyot to sell a shirt, he doesn't have a lulav, he's not Mechuyot to sell a shirt to get a lulav. But Ner Chanukah is different. Why Mishu Menisa? See, the Chashiv is a Mishu Menisa. Ner Shab is not Mishu Menisa, has the Kasha. That's a problem. That's a Beloch and Tafesh Nunvav, Barichas, but that's not for now. That's a whole share by itself. When you mechuyev, how much you mechuyev to do for mitzvahs? When you mechuyev, so very complicated beralacha. Very complicated beralacha. That's mamish not for now. But the point is, though, I'm just showing you that pesumenisa. You see the chashivas of pesumenisa. That it's not even have to be to sell your shirt pesumenisa. So mel, I'm just adding this to the guy. Mel is up the guy that just like we see, but that we say how insurance before the shalmi, even with the bracha, and it's not mikra then. It's a minhag the guy saying mela. So we see that what if you pesumenisa, you make a bracha, you know it's only a minhag. Mel the guy, that's another. That's who I did. Lighting candles, the basic knesses. Yeah, we make a bracha because Mishum Pesumenis.